leave the pen back. I yelled at him when he didn't.
Hi, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Tina.
Yes, Tina. So, Jose.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
Good. I have a message here from you, and I need to call you guys back with a card number.
Got it. Okay, let me pull your account up, and then we'll get you up to speed. So just one moment, please. Yeah. How have you been? It's been a while since I spoke to you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You made it to Tuesday, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I haven't been in the phone much lately.
You have been where? What? What'd you say?
I said I haven't been on the phone lately no more. I have somebody else answering phones.
Oh, no wonder. Okay, that makes sense. Well, that's good. You got a little bit of office help then.
Yeah.
Good for you. Okay. I like that. Good. Things are looking up. So this is for California Express Heating and Air, right?
Yeah.
You got it. Yeah. So I have your account in front of me.
Yeah.
And for the billing address, is it still the Cottonwood Circle address? Or did that change as well?
No, it's still the same.
Same. Okay, so go ahead with the card number.
That's Vita, and it's 4798.
Okay.
5322-6262-3630.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Expiration?
0331.
3 of 31. And the code?
769.
7 what 9? The phone cracked up. I'm sorry.
769.
69. Okay, got it. I know, we have a little bit of a bad connection, but I heard everything else. So now I have the 769, and I'll go ahead and try to process this. All right, that one worked.
Mm-hmm.
I got the $29 to process. So if you have a little orange banner on your site, that will be removed within one business day, okay?
No problem.
Yep,
right,
thank you
yeah.
for updating that, Jose.
If I decide to do marketing, a little bit of more marketing with any other campaign.
Okay. Do you want me to go over some options for you now, or are you thinking you'll stay with the $29 and then you'll call me when you're ready to upgrade?
Yeah, I'd probably do that when I'm ready. I'm still deciding what I want to do. I don't know if I'm going to keep it going or see other options, but
I
was doing good, but the first year with Local Splash, and then the call volume dropped, and then so that's why I decided to stop marketing and just keep the web going.
Yeah. So,
well,
we have some really cool upgrades now, so if you're ever interested in going over some options, I can definitely help you with that. But at least now you have this taken care of and you're good to go. Have you heard of the Google Guaranteed Leads by chance?
A bit. I really have got time to go over detail, but, I mean, I think last time someone kind of talked to me a little bit about it, but... You know, I don't know what the price difference is, so stuff like that. What is the difference with that?
What it is that Google made this new program called Google Guaranteed Leads. It's also known as Local Service Ads. And in order to participate, you'd have to pass a background check. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. So you'll pass that background check with flying colors, and that process typically takes 4 to 8 weeks. Once you're Google Guaranteed approved, then it's a pay-per-lead program. And the nice thing about it is that if you get a lead through this program, it only comes to you. So Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple businesses. So that's going to make sure that you get a higher conversion, right? Because it's only going to come to you. And then secondly, We only charge you for the lead if it's a valid lead within your industry. So the leads are only going to run you about $51 each. And because we monitor it, let's say somebody calls you and says, hey, Jose, are you hiring? You don't pay for that because that's not a lead. Or if they call you and say, hey, Jose, I need a new air conditioner installation and I'm in Las Vegas. Well, you're in Corona. That's not your service area, so you wouldn't pay for that, right? So what we would do once you pass the background check is we would call you to activate the budget to turn on the leads, which equals 13 leads within the month or $663. Now, the only thing we would charge up front now if you wanted to get the ball rolling is the one-time application fee of $250. And then once you pass that background check and we call you to activate the leads, you don't have to take on 13 leads every month. You take on as little leads or as many leads as you want. And then the next month, you just pay to replenish the bucket of the leads that you took. And what people are telling us is that this is the highest revenue generating program of anything that they've tried online. Because have you ever tried the other lead services like Thumbtack or Angie's, for example, or Home Advisor?
Not really. I actually was just doing Yelp and other stuff like that, but it's probably the same.
Well, no, that's why I bring it up. Those guys, they'll sell the lead to you and to everyone else out there. So, you know, it's usually just a bunch of price shoppers calling looking for the cheapest rate. But with this, because it would only come to you, it's usually a high-end client that's looking to spend, you know, a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to someone that's out there price shopping, right? Google calls that a micro moment, putting you in front of that client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you. So, you know, I think that it would be an excellent upgrade to what you have now. And if you wanted to get started on it, I could do the application fee and send you the application. And then we can set a time tomorrow for, you know, someone from that department to call you for the onboarding. And then you'll also be assigned an account manager. So if you want your lead budget to stretch out for 2 to 3 months, they can kind of manage it for you rather than sending them all within 1 month. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I might consider that. And, I mean, I appreciate you going over that. I mean, it sounds better.
Of course.
I don't know. I just, the trust dropped on my side now because everybody has promised so much and I really, the results were really poor and I had to pay quite a bit on Yelp and other vendors. And, you know, customer base and I keep busy that way, you know. I don't really want to go crazy in marketing. You know,
yeah, the nice thing about this program is you can turn the leads on and off just like a faucet. So if you get to the point where you're at an off season or you don't like the leads and you don't want to pay more money for them, you just turn them off. But most people are telling us that they want to increase their lead budget because they're getting so much work off of it. It's like that old saying, if you spend a dollar and you get 10 back, you're going to want to spend that dollar every single time, right? So that's why a program like this works so well.
No, that sounds good. I mean, like I said, it's not that enough. Paying is that if you get the lead and you make the money from it, I mean, I don't see why you shouldn't do it.
Exactly. Well, yep, and that's the difference is because it comes exclusively to you, you're going to have that, you know, the best chance of converting it, which is great because you probably, you know, since you have just the website hosting and Yelp, you probably have a high closing ratio anyway, you know, and this is going to definitely enhance that and take you to the next level.
Yeah, and then, I mean, you know, like I said, the path I have with Yelp, and I will ask for leads within 15-mile radius, and no calls that came out of India or elsewhere. Like, I mean, I'm not in India. Why would I go out there? So.
Yeah. Yeah, with this, like I said, you'll have a dedicated account manager, and if you stay a 15-mile radius and you get a call from India, you're not going to pay for it because that's not your designated service area. So we set it up that way. Yes, specifically.
So how do you turn, the lease, right? Like, if you don't want any fees for that day or for that week, you can call
exactly.
Turn it off.
I've had people have, you know, a lead budget that's lasted them for 3 or 4 months just because of it. They take on a couple of leads, they convert to jobs, keep them busy in between the other ways that they're advertising. They really don't need to take on more. And then when they hit a slow period, they call their account manager and say, hey, can you turn the leads back on? They turn the leads back on, take a couple more, so on and so forth. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's how, you know, we would help you manage it.
Right. I mean, now, mm-hmm. So you do the background check, you know, and then you decide not to do it right now, but I mean, is that doable, or is it better for...
You could do that, yes. I had someone do that earlier today because once you pass the background check, you get a little blue or green check mark next to your name, and it'll actually say on Google, this is a Google-verified company that has passed the background check. So now Google is backing your work, and you're going to have that extra credibility, even if you don't turn the leads on right away. So what they would do once you get that check mark, that's a one-time application fee, that $250. So you have that added credibility no matter what. And then if they call you for the lead budget and you're not ready and say, I don't even want to turn the leads on until next year, that's okay. You can do that, but you still have that extra credibility next to your name in the meantime. You know what I mean?
You got to pay the $250 to go through that application and your background check.
Yes, but it's a one-time fee. And then the nice thing about it is when you are ready to turn the leads on, you don't have that 4 to 8 week waiting period of trying to get, you know, Google Guaranteed approved, because at that point you'd already be Google Guaranteed approved, and it would just be about activating the budget and paying that lead fee.
Okay, well, let me do a little thinking on this one, because I will be heading out of town for about 2 weeks, and so maybe after that I will get back and then get back to you. I will directly just call you, because you might get
okay.
ready for it. I'll send you
oh, you're sweet. Thank you, Jose. I know we've worked together for a while. I'm going to send you an email that says Google Guarantee, just so that you can get a little more familiar with the program, because it is a newer program. A lot of people don't know that it exists. So that way, if you do it, you'll be ahead of the curve, and you'll have that check mark next to your name, you know, even probably a lot faster than some of your competitors that spend a lot of money on marketing, you know, because a lot of people don't know that it's available.
Yeah, that's fine. You can do that. You can email me that information. I can probably read over in the meantime, and then if I decide, I will call you back.
You got it. Okay, I put a note in here, and then in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week too, okay?
Okay, you do have my email.
Yeah, I just sent it to kellyexpress6944@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah. That is correct.
Okay.
And then if you put mine, you know, often I forget the web page, you know. I know it's California HVAC or something like that. .com.
Can you
send that over to me, like, so I have it in a text?
Yes, it's CaliforniaExpressHA.com, and absolutely, I'll text that to you right now just so that you have it, okay?
Okay, thank you. That way... Sometimes they ask me, and I'm all, I think it's this, but you know, I'm not on the phone, so I'm always on the field, so I don't always keep that in my head.
I understand. No problem. Yeah, I'll send it to you. That way you can pull up the site and bookmark it or something. That way you know what it is for future reference. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that way they can find me online if they want to look for my, you know, my web.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great idea.
Is there a way that, and who do I send new photos that I might have? Is that on the web, or how do I do this?
You could upload it on the dashboard, or you can just send it to photos@localsplash.com.
Well, they ask me, like, you know, when I'm uploading stuff to my dashboard, like I said, totally don't have that in my mind. Well, they ask me password and all this stuff to get in it. Is there a possibility that you can send me that information? I think I just got
your
text, so.
Good. I'll send you the username and the password for your dashboard. Also, Jose, we have a local Splash app now. I don't know if you've downloaded it or not, but you can log into this app with the same username and password that you used on your dashboard, and it's a one-time login. So once you log in, anytime you get new pictures, you can send those over to the dashboard through the app in real time. And it's a free app. It's available in the Android and in the iPhone store. So either way, whatever's easier, you'd be able to upload it that way. Okay?
Okay, yeah. Send me the password and all that, and then I will download the app, and then once I learn how to do it, I will just automatically upload it there, the new photos and stuff that I get.
Great idea. That's a great idea. Okay. Well, I think that we got a couple of things accomplished for you here, so that's good. And then if you have any questions on that email that I sent you, just feel free to reach out to me, okay?
All righty. No problem. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'll talk.
Sounds good. Okay. Have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.